Welcome to the Rupster Show. This is Coons and Kevin.
Hey, everybody. We're back again. Week number two. Hopefully some of you are tuning in to check us out again, see our progression thus far. How you doing this week, Lucas?
I'm all right.
Anything exciting happening in your life?
Oh, you know, burner here and a little burner there.
You're killing me with the burner nerves. I think you're killing everybody else, too. We just lost 75% of our fans.
We lost all two of them. What's happening, buddy? What do you got for us today?
Well, let's see. For week number two, I think we're going to focus more on sports news and entertainment news and things like that. Last week, we spent a lot of time, you know, just rambling on about who we are and getting to know us. And you'll get to know more about us as we progress. But we do have to get some valuable information out of there, not just a bunch of useless crap.
Well, talk about March Madness, buddy. What's going on?
Well, we are down to the Sweet 16 in March Madness. For those of you that have your brackets going, if you submitted them officially on ESPN, there are absolutely zero brackets left that are possible winners. So that just goes to show that March Madness, just like any sport, you can try and predict all you want, but anything can happen at any time. Upsets, hopefully some of you guys still have your teams that are involved in there. I know Kentucky is still in and is still favored to win. Teams like Duke. Fortunately, Notre Dame is still involved, and UCLA is still involved. But we'll find out this weekend, you know, in the next couple of days where things end up, and we'll be down to our Elite Eight here pretty soon.
UCLA made it, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, UCLA is already being coined the Cinderella team this season, so we'll see if that comes true.
Whatever that means.
Are you not familiar with the term Cinderella team? Cinderella team is pretty much a moniker given to teams in all sports that are unlikely to have made it to where they're at and end up going all the way, just like the famous Cinderella story. But what are you choking on there, buddy?
Ah, bait, buddy.
Jesus, rookie.
Yeah, rookie my ass.
But we do have some exciting news going on in March Madness in the world of college basketball, and hopefully we are able to get a lot of more exciting news as teams get eliminated and we get down to the Final Four, and then the championship, of course. But I'm not a huge college basketball fan, so there's really not anybody that I'm rooting for necessarily. USC is not in it, so... That pretty much eliminates my interest whatsoever, other than just the fact that it is March Madness itself.
Right.
So, yeah, that's about all I have to say about March Madness this week. Let's see. A couple other things that I wanted to talk about.
How about remakes? Movie remakes.
Yes.
Pretty fucking pissed off that I hear that they're remaking Scarface. How the fuck do you remake Scarface?
Yeah, that's something that I definitely want to rant about and throw my two cents in on being a movie buff and an avid fan of movies. I did hear this week that they are remaking Scarface. I heard last week that they're remaking Point Break. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Patrick Swayze is not going to be in that one.
Not likely. Not even a cameo.
I don't even think Keanu Reeves is going to be in that one.
No.
They're going to fucking butcher it.
Gary Busey needs money. He might do something in the movie, but who knows.
Stand outside and panhandle for
play. Yeah, he'll play some homeless bum on the corner.
He looks like a fucking homeless bum.
Yeah, that guy's... He's been rode hard. But, you know, here's my thing about movie remakes. You know, Hollywood is just getting to the point to where they're out of ideas. They're flat out of ideas. And every single time they take a movie remake, especially from what I would consider to be a classic, perhaps you could consider to be classics, they've all fucking sucked. Every single one.
Well,
Just in.
I wouldn't say like Total Recall was a classic, but Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. How the fuck you remake that? It was terrible. I couldn't even finish 20 minutes of that movie. I fucking turned it off.
Okay, well, I guess classic is probably the wrong term to use. It would be just iconic.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Because the original Total Recall is fucking awesome.
Yes, a couple other examples recently, RoboCop.
Well, those are terrible in general. I never liked any of them.
Remaking of Conan the Barbarian, The Karate Kid. Red Dawn, Mark Wahlberg's version of Planet of the Apes. I
Red
mean,
Dawn?
come
Red Dawn
on.
wasn't too bad.
Come on.
Red Dawn wasn't too bad.
The next one? The one they just did?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Compared to the first.
I mean, compared to the first, I mean, the first was in the 80s.
Let me ask you this then. Name me a handful of movie remakes that have actually been decent. I can think of a couple off the top of my head.
Can't think of shit off the top of my head right now.
Ocean's 11. I thought that was a good remake. The George Clooney and
Yeah.
Brad Pitt version was a really good
Yeah,
movie.
well, by the time they got to the third one, it was like, okay, no more.
Yeah, which is another thing. Franchises. Franchising movies, trying to keep the idea going is just, it's so old and tiring. What do we got coming out? Another Jurassic Park is coming out.
But yeah.
I mean, it's just, it died so long ago. I mean, I was so disappointed in some movie sequels too. Dumb and Dumber 2. Just not up to par with the first one. Not even in the same ballpark.
Yeah, no bueno.
Movies like Hangover that, tried to continue on with the success of the first one, just
The
couldn't.
first two were good, but the third one
Yeah,
was
it was a
it's too
reach.
much Mr. Chow.
Too much chow. It was a reach. It was an absolute reach. Terminator series, another Terminator coming out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, come on already. Hang it up. We're done seeing Schwarzenegger and Stallone and Willis trying to continue on
You
with
know
Die
what?
Hard,
No,
and
no
there's another
more.
Rambo coming out.
Oh, fuck.
We're done. We are fucking done.
You know what would be awesome if they came out with would be another Bad Boys movie.
Bad Boys 3, there are rumors, it's in the works. I think that would be, well, based upon the first two being good, you would have to hope that the third one it will be
I
good.
mean, I'd say the second one was just as good as the first one.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that 100%.
I
Terminator, there's another one coming out with Schwarzenegger again. We're done.
Yeah, we're done with Terminator.
Yeah, we're now, I will say one thing about the Expendables, okay? I actually enjoyed the Expendables series because of the fact that it was promoted based on the idea of you knew what you were expecting. Getting a bunch of 80s and 90s superstars together to come back and do some sort of action movie. But that's what they promoted it as. So it was enjoyable. But I don't want to see 65-year-old Schwarzenegger play the Terminator anymore. I'm over it.
Get to the chopper.
Now, there are movie franchises, and I'll give a shout out to this because I'm excited for the opening that have absolutely turned themselves around into mega franchises, that being Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious 7 opens up March 3rd. I'm sorry, April 3rd. So I'm very excited about that. It's going to
April
be,
7th.
no, April 3rd, sir, Friday.
Sure.
Pretty sure.
Seven.
But who cares? Who cares? You're going to get to see it anyway.
Bernier.
And that's a franchise that is rumored to go all the way to 10. So we'll see if that happens. Granted, Paul Walker is obviously not going to be in it anymore, but from what I understand, his younger brother, Cody Walker, is actually going to take over the reins of that role. And they actually introduce him in Fast 7, from what I've been told. And it should be pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Let's see. What else have we had going on this week? Something I know you were just dying to talk about, and I'm going to let you just go off on this one, is Clippers posted a little video this week about the Lakers, mocking the Lakers, talking shit. I find that just absolutely amusing because the Clippers have no room to talk about anything whatsoever. Yes, the Lakers are doing terrible right now. The Lakers are having a terrible run the last couple years. But the Clippers have had a good team for maybe the last 3 years. You could consider them playoff contenders, of which they've never gotten past the first round, might I add.
They can suck a fat one.
But what's your take on the Clippers having the balls to publicly talk shit on the Lakers?
You know, you got a little backing now that people are jumping off one bandwagon and jumping on the other one. And they got nothing to back themselves up with. Big deal. You're having a decent season. Wow. Big deal. I'm going to walk into fucking Staples Center. What am I going to see? Nothing but Lakers and Kings. And even the Sparks have a championship, but you don't have shit. Fuck the Clippers.
Yeah, it's amazing to see all the brand new Clippers flags and stickers and jerseys that people choose to wear.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah.
Suck it.
It's ridiculous. Clippers, you suck. You'll always suck. Hopefully rumors are true and you go back to, or not go back to, but go up to Seattle and become the Sonics again.
Oh, God. Goodbye. I would love to wave them goodbye.
You're not going to be missed.
Seat fillers.
Yeah, just hit the road. We're done. Let's see. A couple other, speaking of basketball, there are a couple other basketball things that happened this week that I want to touch on.
Did you say bass?
No, no.
Oh.
No, I didn't say bass. Bass is out digging his bunker this week, I'm sure. It's getting to that time of the year.
Oh, man.
Let's see. We had some talk this week in basketball. I wanted to say so long to Steve Nash, who announced his retirement this week. You know, a lot of people have things to say about Steve Nash and his choices with the Lakers the last 2 years. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Lakers took a gamble on him. We spent 2 first-round draft picks to bring him in, and he was less productive for us than a rookie off the bench. He just was not in playing form. He was injured all the time. It was his time. His body just couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. Not to take away from his legacy, he's an automatic Hall of Famer. He was a great player. He had great years with Dallas, great years with Phoenix. It was nice to see Nash on the back of a Lakers jersey, but it just didn't really pan out for us as a team. But, you know, I wanted to say congratulations to him and a great career. And, you know, he will probably end up doing some sort of commentary or maybe even move over to the coaching realm. But he was a great player. We got a lot of MVP talk going on this week as we're getting closer to that decision. It's, you know, your usual candidates this year, top three as far as rankings are right now, or LeBron James, James Harden, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant is in the mix also. You know, a lot of people talk about LeBron James and this and that, but it's kind of been there, done that. You know, yeah, he's been MVP. It'd be nice to see someone else take it for a change. It's actually sparked a little bit of controversy over there in Cleveland right now, especially with Kevin Love over there. I don't know if it's just media
hype.
Isn't
Kevin Love going to be a free agent next year?
Yeah, Kevin Love is going to be a free agent next year.
Yeah, and I hope he comes to the Lakers.
You know, it would be nice if he came to the Lakers, but then again, I mean, who's he going to really, you know, how's he going to fit into the Lakers' offensive game right now? You know, I mean,
let's not talk about that.
There's really, I don't see Kevin Love coming and turning things around for us without other superstars around him. That's basically what the league has turned into right now is it's a superstar league. I mean, teams that put together 2-3 superstars tend to have the best chances of going all the way, with the exception of the formula that the Spurs are using. I mean, the Spurs are just amazing. I mean, you got a Tim Duncan who's super old, a Tony Parker who's super old.
Ginobili.
But, you know, these guys still, they manage to, they are in the hunt, if not champions, every single year for the last, 15 years, it seems like. I mean, consecutively. I mean, they are a strong powerhouse franchise. But this whole Kevin Love, LeBron James debate going on right now up there in Cleveland, I don't know if it's just media hype trying to get people to talk about it, but it's being made out that Kevin Love is very unhappy up there in Cleveland. I don't know if
Come
it's
to LA.
I don't know if it's because he is kind of sitting in third place behind Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, but you have to understand that LeBron James right now is the face of the NBA. That's really just undeniable. Love him or hate him, it is what it is. And any team that he's on, anybody that else is on, that is on that team, is going to fall behind him in play time and just all around. He is the team. He is the franchise. I don't know how to describe it any better than that. And unfortunately for Kevin Love, he's just gonna have to accept that, or move on, which my guess is that he's probably gonna end up moving on at the end of the year, which, again, will free up a lot of cap space up there in Cleveland. And I'm sure there's a whole laundry list of superstars that would love to come over and play with LeBron. Superstars that are willing to take pay cuts, whatever, because they know that's their best chance for a ring. One of my favorite players in the league right now is Steph Curry. I think that guy is just absolutely unstoppable. That guy is just, he's awesome up there in Golden State right now. Golden State won last night and clinched their first division title since 1976. Another California team that I'm happy to say is doing well. And not that I would ever change my allegiance from the Lakers to the Golden State Warriors, but
I'd rather see the Warriors win.
than the Clippers. That's,
Rather see Boston win than the Clippers. I almost rather see the Kings win than the Clippers.
Well, that's not likely to happen
Almost.
either, so.
Yeah, no.
Let's see, other news today that came out. Dwight Howard's returning to the lineup for Houston today, which is going to be really interesting for Houston because they are in a playoff spot right now. And being at full strength, they are going to be competitors. Again, Dwight Howard, love him or hate him, I think he's a whiny bitch. But, he's a prima donna player who I don't think lives up to his potential. But he has been out for the last month. And a month and a half, and Houston has still performed very well. So we'll see where they end up in the playoffs now that he's back just in time for that. Here's a guy that was on the Lakers for a year. The Lakers spent a lot of time and effort to bring him over, catered to him, tried to get him to stay, and he just did not want to be here. So whatever you want to blame that on, some people blame that on Kobe. I don't know, but who knows? What else do we have going on? That's about it for basketball. You have any basketball things you want to mention this week?
No, that was my little rant about the Clippers.
Yeah, well, that's definitely important. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's important, but I like to talk shit out of any chance I get.
Let's see what else we got. Not much news in hockey this week. I sat and thought about, every week coming on here and giving out scores and things like that. But you know what? Here's the reality. We're only on once a week, and to be honest with you, we're still trying to get this. I don't even know what day this gets broadcast to you, the listeners. So giving out sports scores and things, unless it's a major thing, you guys are probably gonna have already heard the scores by now or watched the games, so you don't need recaps from us. That's just a big waste of time. I will say, this week the Kings did okay. They won last night against the Rangers, had a very good game. It actually put them up, gave them a little bit firmer position in the playoffs. So I'm happy about that. There's still a lot of games to go. So we'll see how they do. Other than that, not too much in the world of hockey. It's really discussed that was relevant this week. Just a bunch of normal games. Nothing major happened. Kings did bring up some players from their minor league team. Richards is back on the team just in time for the playoffs, which is good. He got downgraded to the AAA team Monarchs for a little while, so it's nice to see him back as a veteran player for the playoff run. Let's see, that's about it in hockey for this week. Football, same thing. Not a lot to talk about in football this week. There really wasn't any major trades or free agency signings. There's some controversy going on. Let's see. We got Adrian Peterson up there in Minnesota. You know, it's funny because you hear two sides of the story. You got, you know, here's a guy that, you know, is a class one running back. I mean, he definitely would be an impact player on any team that he plays on. But you have to understand that, you know, he does have legal issues right now. And there are situations where that is a problem for a lot of teams. And it's going to be interesting to see what ends up happening. There's going to be two sides to every story, of course, and if you listen to Adrian Peterson's camp, including what his agent says and everything else, they are done with Minnesota. They want out. They don't want any part of Minnesota. They will go play anywhere else in the league. If you listen to Minnesota's camp, they're saying that they have no plans on getting rid of Peterson and no interest in trading him at all. So we'll see where that ends up as the season gets closer and closer. This week also we had now I did say before in my segment last week about players and teams that you know you as fans fall in love with and follow. While I do love my teams, there are very few players that I'm in love with and follow. One though that I will say that I'm very, very interested in watching, and I watch him all the time. I think he's one of the best NFL players to play the game ever, up there with the likes of Walter Payton and Barry
Joe
Sanders.
Montana.
No, not Joe Montana.
I said Joe Montana.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Peyton Manning. Turned 39 this week. That's very old for the NFL. I remember again watching him back in the day playing for Tennessee and, you know, coming over to the NFL, and just the guy's tore it up ever since. He holds more quarterback records than I can mention. You know, he is, you know, at the bottom half of his career. You know, he is going to play this year for sure. We did confirm that, but any year could be his last year. The guy's had four neck surgeries, so you know, I'm always afraid that he's going to take that one hit, and that's going to be the end of that. But luckily, Denver's smart enough to pay their O-line a lot of money and keep him protected. But yeah, he is a great player. He's somebody that I do follow, regardless of what team he's on, and I wish him all the success. You know, even though his brother Eli has two Super Bowl rings and Peyton only has one, I don't see Eli in the same caliber of quarterback as his brother is. Peyton Manning is he's somebody that I'm glad to say that I got to see play in my lifetime for sure. He's one of those guys that doesn't come around too often that is an absolute master of the game. Do you have anybody that you follow or love? I mean, players that just you would
You
like,
know,
who would you like to see play live? That if you could just.
it's too late. It's too late. He's already retired. But
Who is that?
Robert
Robert Ori?
Ori.
You know, that's interesting because Robert Ori was never a superstar player. I mean, he was always
I
that
love
sixth
that
man.
guy.
He was always that sixth man. But, you know, he was the man. He
That's the
was the
man.
man. I
Oh, with
mean,
that, it's Miller time, buddy.
yeah, we just
Crack one
cracked
open.
open a Miller, just so you guys are
Miller
aware.
Lite time.
You know, Ori's the guy has what, seven rings, if
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
correct. I mean, he's just you know, he was Mr. Clutch.
I was very upset when he left the Lakers to go to he or no he
San
didn't go no
Antonio.
he went to San Antonio. Yeah, I was upset, but you know he made his moves and he kept putting rings on his fingers. He almost had both hands full of rings.
Well, he had rings in Houston, rings in Los Angeles, rings in San Antonio. Yeah, the guy was just, and you know, those teams probably would not have had those rings if it wasn't for certain Robert Horry shots. Namely, the shot against Sacramento Kings. What was that, game three, if I'm not mistaken,
Oh man,
of the playoffs?
yeah, that was fun. Those are the glory days, buddy.
Those, I miss those Laker days. Those were definitely missed.
Right, there could have been a little gap right there. We had some technical difficulties with AirPlay. We were recording, and everything was playing in my house, and we're out in my bar, so that was interesting. It was about an hour to figure out something that took a second to figure out. So, fuck you on that one. Anyways, Back to talking about
sports. It happens. It happens.
So we were talking about Ori. Ori's the man. Cracking another beer after that shit.
Yeah, it's Miller time two, actually, at this point. So anyway, moving on from Robert Ori in basketball. I want to talk a little bit about UFC. We had a couple UFC announcements this week that were of certain relevance. The main fight cards for UFC 190 and 189, 190 being Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo.
Oh, that's a lightweight, right?
Yeah, I'm very into that fight. I think that's Conor McGregor is the shit. I mean, that guy just is, that guy's going to be the next champ. There's no doubt about it. He's got the heart, he's got this talent, and he wants Aldo bad. There was a fight a couple months ago now, where he won, and he jumped over the octagon fence, ran into the crowd where Aldo was, and tried to get in his face right there in front of everybody. And you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, it's WWE style, this and that, blah blah blah. Listen,
I think they're just trying to pump up the fight.
Yeah, personally, I think in a sport like that, it's good to have rivalries. It's good to have a storyline, a good guy and a bad guy. I mean, who cares what they want to promote it as? I mean, the bottom line is when that bell rings and they're in that octagon, it's not fake. Okay, the punches are real, the pain is real. You know, and those guys are going at it. But you know, to give it a little bit more of a storyline, I think is a good thing, and I'm all about it. It is not WWE for those of you that think it is. It is real.
I don't think anybody thinks it's fake, dude.
I'm not saying the fighting is fake. I think they think that the promoting is fake. You know, Dana White and his idea of promoting fights and so forth. You know, and he does it a little bit. And that kind of brings me up to UFC 190, which is going to be Rousey and this Brazilian fighter named Correa. You know, right now, Rousey is everywhere. I mean, she is an absolute cash cow for the UFC. Dana White is promoting her like crazy. She is all over the place. And you know, she deserves it. You know, but I think sometimes things get a little ridiculous. There was a bunch of talk the last couple days about Layla Ali. And for those of you who don't know who she is the daughter of Muhammad Ali. And she is retired from boxing, but she was the women's boxing champion. She was in her sport a master of her craft also.
How crazy is that she's already retired?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
How old is she?
I'm not 100% sure. I want to say she's in her late 30s, maybe, ish, yeah. Somewhere around there. But, you know, there was comments made about, you know, her fighting Rousey and this and that. And then Dana White, you know, jumped in and called out Layla Ali saying, oh, if you want to fight, you know, Ronda, you know, give me a call. And, you know, here's the thing, okay? If they had to go into a match where it was strictly boxing rules, yeah, I think Layla Ali would probably, you know, hand Rousey her ass, you know? But if we had to go into the octagon where they had MMA rules... yeah, Rousey's probably going to beat Layla Ali. I mean, you're talking going from boxing to kickboxing and judo and...
I don't think that would be a fair fight.
No, it would depend on what the rules are. You know, again, you know, I mean...
Well, they don't have different rules for every single fight.
No, exactly. So, I mean, why we talk about this and why it becomes national news...
Why even try
and
just put a boxer... in with the UFC fighter.
Yeah, you're...
It's not... Especially in the women's category.
It's not going to work. And I mean, you know...
I mean, for promotional...
Yeah, for promotional purposes, it'd be awesome. I'd pay to see that. It'd be badass. But it's not going to happen.
It wouldn't be badass. It would be a blowout.
Depending on the rules.
What? Boxing only?
Yeah,
I've never seen that.
Exactly. But would... Yeah. Okay. Won't. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen. No. So there's no point in even discussing it. Huh. And I really don't think that this chick, Corey, is going to put up much of a fight against Rousey either. I really don't. I don't see her. Her record is not anywhere near Rousey's. She's from Brazil. They're making a big deal because the fight's going to be in Rio, so she'll have home court advantage, which, again, is really not a factor, I don't think, in the case of Rousey. I don't know. I don't know who can beat Rousey right now. I think they're just going to ride this train as long as they can. But eventually, there's a lot of cries and a lot of ranting out there about why she's not fighting Cyborg. Christine Cyborg is is a powerhouse. They talk about her weight being an issue because she's 5 pounds over the weight class, which is ridiculous. But you know, that's the fight we all want to see. That's the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight in the UFC is what we want to see.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
In the bantamweight women's division, yes.
I'm not half as quarter of excited as I am for that Mayweather fight.
Yeah, Mayweather-Pacquiao, we talked about that a little bit last week. That's going to be awesome. We all know that. I'm really not looking forward to all the controversy that's going to come before it happens. You know, everyone's going to be talking all this crap, blah, blah, blah. But whatever, I just want to see the fight. I don't care about the semantics of it. Another thing that happened this week in WWE is one of the things that was rumored to happen or not happen, we were going to find out this week, was Brock Lesnar signing with the UFC or going back to the WWE. He made his decision the other day, and he's officially announced that he is going to close the door on the UFC and go back to the WWE for a very lucrative contract. You know,
I was going to say, it's probably for money.
Oh, it's big time for money, and he's going to make a lot of money in WWE. And you know what? I would, as excited as I would be to see Brock Lesnar come in to the UFC again, I do think that, you know, from a realistic point of view, I think that his age, his inexperience in the octagon, and his illness is just not... I think with today's talent, I think he would just be decimated, and I think it would be safer for him to stay in the WWE, and you know, that's where he will probably ride out the rest of his career. You know, but at least he's not going to get hurt. He's going to know the outcome of the fights and so forth like that, because I think he would be destroyed in the octagon if he went back in. You know, and he had a small stint in the octagon. He was a heavyweight champion for a while, and you know, to his credit, you know, UFC 100, where he headlined, he had the highest, that is the highest grossing pay-per-view in UFC history. And that has not been challenged yet. And he was a fan favorite. And people did pay a lot of money to watch him fight. But he's done. He's done the UFC. That's the end.
You know what, buddy? You know, moving along from the UFC, there's some stuff that's just got me irritated. You know, you got these awesome players, you know, they've either had a good run, a good career, and they fuck it up and do stupid shit. Or they're about to have a good career, or they're in the middle of their career, and they fuck it up doing stupid shit.
Yeah, I would have to agree, and unfortunately, we seem to be getting news week in and week out about these superstar players from various sports that are getting in all sorts of legal troubles, and it just makes you wonder what goes through their heads. I mean, we're not talking about little minor infractions either. We're talking about murder cases, drug trafficking cases, rape cases, you know, it's ridiculous to think that these guys, you know, you look at these athletes or celebrities, and you think that they have it all. They have the world. They're the best people. This and that. But you know, they make bad choices just like anybody else does. It doesn't matter how much money they have or how famous they are. Recently, this week, we had news come out about Darren Sharper. You know, here's a guy, a 5-time Pro Bowler. He was with the Saints Super Bowl team. He retired as one of the best cornerbacks in the league. He was a total shutdown corner. He was a decent-looking guy. He was athletic. He had tons of money. You'd think a guy like that, you know, with all his fame, could walk into any facility he wanted to and have any chick he wanted to. You know, and now here he is being charged with all these rape cases in 4 different states, which he's pleading guilty to in a plea deal. Not all the details have come in yet. What gets me is that a plea deal, he only pleaded, he's only been sentenced in 1 state so far, which is Arizona. He got 9 years. 9 years on a plea deal. I mean, so, you know, that usually means that the charges were lowered. So what did he actually, what did they have on that guy? I mean, he must have done some serious shit. You know, serious shit. I mean, you know, but we can go and talk about all kinds of players in history. Just in the last few years, big names, Ray Carruth was famous Carolina Panthers player for years. He was into He had a girlfriend, and there was a situation where he basically got charged with conspiracy to commit murder. His girlfriend was murdered, and he did 24 years. He's still in prison today. Another player, Sam Hurd from the Bears, he got distributed for, or I'm sorry, he got 15 years in prison for distribution of rock cocaine and marijuana. Darren Sharper, O.J. Simpson, there's another one
Oh,
that,
O.J. Simpson, the
you
one that
know, I mean,
started it all.
yeah, even though he was never convicted of
The
killing,
glove don't fit, you must acquit.
he was never convicted of, killing Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. Everybody has their opinions on that case, but he's still sitting in prison right now doing 30 years for robbery kidnap that he did in Vegas a few years ago. I mean, the guy still doesn't learn. Dante Stallworth, DUI manslaughter. Michael Vick, another famous player that did
Yeah, what,
time.
they gotta pay a cab to take him home? Get a limo?
Yeah, I mean, the guy
Come
doesn't have
on,
any money. I
dude.
mean, seriously.
I think if I had that money, I wouldn't even fucking drive. I'd be like, fuck this. I'm getting a limo. You're gonna drive me around.
You
You
know, you got
know?
Michael Vick. I mean, all the money in the world, and this guy's running a dog fighting ring. I mean, well, what is that
Well,
all
he
about,
looks like he cleaned up his act.
Yeah, after doing time, but I mean,
Yeah.
how long?
But that guy did little time compared to what everybody else did.
Yeah, because it was dogs. I mean, but still, if it was
Still,
human
that's fucked
beings, I
up.
mean,
You're
it's
not gonna
still
mess with dogs like
that's
that.
not a it's not
Not
an
cool.
activity you should be
Not
participating in.
cool to fuck with animals.
No, it's
Unless
not
they're
an
like rats
activity.
and shit.
Rats and shit.
Rhinos.
You shouldn't be participating in shit like that when you have that type of money. Aaron Hernandez, major up-and-coming superstar, tight end with the New England Patriots, Pro Bowl, Super Bowls. This guy's going away for a long, long time for first-degree murder. Okay,
His career is
premeditated
done.
murder. His career's done. His life's done. He's done. He will be convicted. Done. Ray Rice, here's a guy on camera beating the shit
Beer.
out of his girlfriend like a barbarian, just punch her in the face,
Douchebag.
dragging her by the hair. I mean, this guy's,
Douchebag.
and
Douchebag.
now he's trying to get back into the NFL. I mean,
Nah, fuck
I don't
you.
know.
Fuck off, buddy.
I don't think those guys deserve to play anymore. I really don't. I really don't. And that also brings to light, a lot of people talking about, Greg Hardy being signed by the Cowboys and stuff. I mean, again, being a Cowboys fan, I mean, I'm excited for his talent to come into the field, but
I
then
heard
again,
Tebow's coming to the Cowboys.
no, Tebow's not coming. Maybe as a fan, might be in the stands, Tebowing or something, but that's the closest he'll ever get to wearing the gold star.
Oh, man.
I heard an interesting thing today, actually, on the radio. Do you know that Kobe Bryant jerseys are the number one selling jersey in seven states?
I believe it.
That's crazy to think about. States that have nothing to do with Kobe Bryant or the Lakers,
Do you know some of the
nothing.
states, obviously California,
That
what
Kobe's
else?
associated with?
No, it's not that he's a, excuse me. It's not that he's associated. It's that maybe, some states don't even have a fucking basketball team.
They don't even have a sports team. I mean, look at Nevada. I mean, there's nothing over
Well,
there.
Nevada is because of the whole gaming situation and the betting and all that
That
shit.
is a factor,
That has
yeah.
got to be number one factor why there's nothing there.
For years, even when I lived there was rumors of a basketball team coming. Now there's rumors of a hockey team coming.
It's not happening.
Doubtful. Highly doubtful. And speaking of teams moving around,
It looks like we're going to have an NFL team finally.
that's
And it
that
looks like they
well, you
broke ground
know,
in Inglewood to
here we
do it.
go, here we go. I mean, California's not had a football team for what, 20 years now? 20
Southern
years?
Cal, not Southern Cal,
LA specifically.
LA.
Let me be more frank.
Yeah,
LA
no,
specifically.
California has football
We lost
teams.
two teams. Done. Gone. See ya.
Yeah, but I heard Rams is a contender.
Rams and the Raiders, San Diego.
See, I heard they want to put the Raiders and San Diego in the same stadium.
That's
Oh,
never
that
a, that
sounds
can't
like
work.
that
That can't
sounds
work.
that will never work
Two
between those two
teams in the same
rivals.
division?
The rivals?
It just how would they play in the same division? I mean, you
I
have two teams in one stadium now, and it works, but they're in two different conferences.
How does that work?
When the New York Giants are at home, the New
Yeah.
York Jets are away. When the New York Jets are at home, the New York Giants are away. It rotates every single week.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they could probably make it work.
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't want to see the Raiders come to
No, I
LA.
don't want the Raiders here.
There's enough Raider fans here as it is.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that shit down
San
there.
Diego coming to LA, I wouldn't be upset about it because then I wouldn't have to drive to San Diego to go see him. Then again, I live in Corona. I'm 50-50 with either going to San Diego or going to
But
LA.
here's an interesting argument that I hear on the radio quite a bit when they talk about this. Does LA, even though it is the second largest market in the country, does LA have the market to have a home team?
I think so.
Have fans not just gotten used to the idea that we just support somebody else somewhere else in the
I
country?
mean, when did they move? I can't remember. When did Raiders go back
I
to
don't know.
Oakland?
Early 90s. I think it was
And when did
93 or
Rams
somewhere around
go
there. It was
to
somewhere around the early 90s.
St. Louis?
Somewhere around the early 90s. I can't remember the specific year. But it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
I mean, it's kind of cool. What it does, looking at a different aspect, bringing teams like that, opening a stadium, it brings money to the city.
It would definitely be a Super Bowl worthy stadium.
Oh, it'd be
It'd be
freaking
perfect
awesome.
weather for a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. It'd be an open stadium. It's definitely not going to be a closed stadium.
No, not likely.
No, it's not going to be a dome.
No, but I mean, again, and then opening it up in Inglewood, is other than corporate money, is there money down there for people to go to games on a routine basis?
Of course. What do you have all around you? Look, you have Orange County, you have Inland Empire, you have LA, you have San Fernando Valley. This is just
Okay, but let me ask you this.
proximity.
With the way that the NFL, which is an absolute machine when it comes to marketing, I mean, the NFL dominates all other sports. The TV experience is almost more worth it to sit in the comfort of your own home with the coverage you're getting, the
Well,
conveniences of your home.
and on top of that, now you got like Red Zone and all that stuff where you can watch everything.
Exactly. So are you going to pay how much money to sit in god-awful traffic in that area? I
Well,
mean,
people do it.
how fucking bad is traffic down there now? 405, 110, you're gonna put a football stadium down there now too?
They're gonna do it.
Once, but they're gonna do it once. That's not something that people are gonna do every single week.
I think so.
I think that for the first couple years, I think you'd have a bunch of hype, but I think it would die off. I really do.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe
I
forever.
know being from LA, I
Okay.
would not change my allegiance to a
Well,
local team.
I wouldn't change my allegiance. Now, saying that my team is coming, oh, that's freaking awesome. But even if they don't, it's fine. It's still, there's so many, what, in LA, there's so many people that have so many different fans, so many different teams as
That's
fans.
highly diverse. Highly
Oh, it's
diverse.
crazy. I have friends that are Bronco fans, Patriots fans, Jets fans,
Misguided fans.
Philadelphia fans, Cowboys fans, San Diego fans, Oakland fans, Niners fans.
That's what I'm saying. Are people going to give up their
Well, yeah,
allegiances?
well, you got to think, those teams are also going to come to play. So they're going to want to see their teams
So,
play.
would you
And
go out right now and buy a LA Rams jersey?
no, I'm not going to buy a Rams jersey. I'm not switching teams.
Exactly. That's my point, though.
I don't switch teams.
How many people here are? Is there enough people here that can remember what it was like back in the day when we had LA Rams and LA Raiders?
I'm sure if you
That they're
talk to
just
the
going to
guys
pull
that
out their
are.
old jerseys and their Bo Jackson jerseys
Oh, Bo knows.
and go with that again. I don't know. I don't know.
Just.
If it was a small thing, I wouldn't even argue it, but we're talking about a
I'm not arguing.
multi-billion-dollar investment.
It's gonna happen.
I hope it does. I do. I really don't see why LA hasn't had a
Imagine the
team.
Cowboys come to play. What are you gonna do? You're gonna go to the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Dallas, they're never going to leave Dallas, ever, ever.
The Cowboys aren't leaving Dallas to come play in
No,
LA.
it'll never happen.
I'm not
Never
saying
happen.
that. I'm saying they're gonna come to play a game here.
Oh, yeah, if they come play the
Against.
team here and yeah,
Exactly,
exactly.
exactly. Bernier. Dallas
Yeah, no, I
Cowboys,
mean
Bernier.
that's a good point, and I get that.
That's what I'm trying to say. You will always have a team that comes into town to play the home team, and you'll always have all the other fans
Would you be
around.
disappointed if the Clippers left LA?
No, I'd be so happy. We already talked about that shit. Fuck no. I'd fucking. Whatever, man. You want me to move your shit up there? No problem.
We'll pack it for you. I mean, it won't take long to pack the banners. That'll be
Yeah, that'll be
that'll
real
be easy.
easy. Stupid Clippers.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Silly Clippers.
They don't know
I'm
what
grabbing two more beers, buddy.
Oh, it's Miller Time 3?
Shit. Got a 36-pack.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
So, that's about it for the world of sports this week. We've had a couple other events take place this week in the news and so forth. You know, again, I don't really want to make this a big news thing. I mean, you know, if you guys want to watch your news or get your news, you know, you're going to have to tune in somewhere else. Because unless it's a major, major thing, I really don't plan on talking about it much.
About that shit.
You know, again, we just
want to talk about bass. We can call bass.
No, we're not calling.
We get our gun update, but you know, whatever.
Bass is at Chuck E. Cheese. He's
Oh man, we're partying this weekend. Kevin, why didn't you show up to Chuck E. Cheese? Oh man,
because it's Chuck E. fucking Cheese. That's why.
Oh yeah.
They do sell beer. That is one.
Put up with all the bullshit.
One
there.
Plus for Chuck. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the only way you can get adults to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Be inebriated while you're there.
You don't know about being inebriated.
So with the weather warming up, man, how close are we getting to hitting the road and doing some outdoor sports?
Dude, I was checking the weather over the weekend. We got weather in the 90s.
Yeah, winter is done in SoCal. It's over.
Yeah,
it's
over for a while. We got a good couple of weeks there.
Yeah, we are officially in spring, and I think we're in kind of the prelims of summer, actually, as
we
far
are,
as the weather goes.
Well, we are in spring break. What was I going to say? No, I was checking the weather in Parker and Havasu, Laughlin, all in the 90s this weekend. I'm sure the water is not going to be super warm, but, I mean, 90 degrees, that's boat weather.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I work down by the beach, and you know, I see people all day long getting their boats, you know, tuned up, ready to go. There's a lot of people out there doing their thing. The weather's getting nice. The water's nice. It's nice to be outside. It's definitely nice to be outside.
Oh, burn your hair.
Speaking of spring break, my kid's actually going on spring break next week. I'm going to actually bring him in here and do a little segment.
I don't think we're going to have time for that.
No, we will.
Sorry, we're out of time.
He's in high school, and he'll talk a little bit about.
We really don't want to hear that.
High school sports and you know, what high school kids are. We can't alienate fans. What if there's high school kids that are listening to us right now? What if they want advice on life?
Stay in school, fuckers.
Are we the people to go to for that?
Fuck no. Stay in school, fuckers.
And we do want to get some more guests on the show. Lots of people actually have been lining up. And
we're
going to
have
on.
We're going to have our buddy Abraham come and talk about yoga pants. He calls them the skirts of winter. Yep, I'd have to agree with him on that one. And, we'll have him call in next week and have a little segment on yoga pants, yoga shorts, yoga bras. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's never a bad thing. Well, whoa. Let's take that back.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
That's up to opinion, I would have to say.
Yoga pants! Skirts of winter!
How's progress on the bar coming?
Just about almost ready for paint. And the pool table's here. Dartboard's here.
Nice, nice.
Speakers are going on the walls.
I know we're scheduled for a nice little opening party.
Yeah. I think I got the kibosh on that one. Not sure if that one's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. It's not going to be a huge party. We'll just have some people come over, drink some.
Watch the Pacquiao fight.
That's my plan, but.
It'll happen. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. It'll happen.
We'll have a little segment during the show or during the fight.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what? May even have a couple guest speakers come in. People you may know. Steve Bass. Abraham. You know? People like that. You don't know about Abraham yet, but Abraham. Hold on. Let me see if I can give him a call here. Let's see what's up with Mr. Abraham.
This guy always has an interesting opinion about things, and
let's see.
Usually what he says is a bunch of useless nonsense, but hopefully it'll make you laugh. Makes us laugh anyway. We're dialing him up
Hello?
Now.
What's up, bro? What's going on? Yeah, I'm calling you guys, saying what's up. No, Abraham, we're calling you. Oh, no, man. You called me and I called you. What's going on? Hey, Abraham, are you going to call in the show next week and talk about yoga pants? Oh, yeah, bro. Those are the skirts of winter, bro. Well, I got a whole thing. No problem, bro. I'm going to be talking about that after a bit. We're sorry. We're out of time. Yeah, we're
Are we
done.
calling Abraham or Sylvester Stallone? I mean,
Oh, that's how he talks, man.
Jesus Christ.
Abraham.
So, I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about this week? Or
Yeah, man. What,
what do you got on your mind this week, man? There's got to be something. You've been kind of quiet. I've kind of done my sports segment. What's up with Lucas, man?
Oh man, I got projects around the house still I'm doing, like the bar, and then I got to do a bathroom. Shit.
Don't you have a baby on the way too?
I have the 3 months left, buddy, and I'll be a father.
Congratulations,
Oh,
man.
thanks,
First
man.
time.
Yeah, man.
That's gonna be interesting for you, and you got a lot of support, a lot of friends here gonna support you and help you out with that sort of situation.
Yeah, in a bar.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
You get to raise your kid in a bar.
I have a feeling later on in life they're going to love that I built this bar, and I'm gonna be like, oh shit, why the fuck did I think about building a bar?
Gonna be locks on the door.
Yeah, that didn't keep us away from anything when we were young.
No, that's true. We did get in some trouble when we were younger, like all
Oh,
kids do.
Dobus.
Yeah.
Dobus and the Ranger.
Yeah, we had a lot of interesting high school experiences,
Oh,
and
man.
we haven't been friends for a long time. How long have we been friends for now?
Oh, like almost 20 years, buddy.
It's more than that,
Oh,
actually.
man.
Let's see, we met when we were what, 12? So like
12,
21 years,
13,
22 years
yeah.
now.
Shit, I'm fucking
Fucking
old.
crazy. Yeah, I know. It's weird, dude. It's weird, like going to like my kids' high school events
Just
and
crack open
like,
a freshie?
I'm the
What?
old man now. Like I don't understand. It's weird, And even though I'm not that much older than he is, I had him at a young age, but still, it's
Don't be
weird.
a fool. Grab your tool.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm
Well,
pretty much out of information, man.
doesn't surprise me.
Well, I can only talk so long, and like I said before, most of our listeners have probably tuned out by now. But until next
Well,
week,
till next week.
we get some more fresh info for you. Gotta find something good to talk about, entertainment, sports.
Rhyme animal, the terrible beast, public enemy number one.
Music for Kevin, the rest of the show.
And I got dumb. See you later, everybody.
But it's the wax that determined it ain't fun. Got it, got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a fella like me said, well, Farrakhan's a problem, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Hell, what the people say, make a miracle, keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, yo.